Big news for the marijuana world yesterday, which increasingly is almost every state. Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, announcing yesterday that they're going to reverse an Obama-era policy on marijuana, now allow federal prosecutors once again to go after marijuana, in this, even including in the states where it's legal. For more on this, we go to Derek Cohen. He's the director of the Center for Effective Justice and Right on Crime at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you, sir. So what does this all mean to you, this reversal by the Justice Department?
Well, it's not so much of a reversal. It's more of a return to the rule of law. The original sin in this whole case, you know, goes back to 2005 in Gonzalez v. Raich, when, you know, the Supreme Court essentially read the Commerce Clause, which has already been overbroadened in Wickard v. Fillmore, essentially read the Commerce Clause as saying that the federal government had the ability to regulate intrastate use of illegal drugs under the Controlled Substances Act. You know, that created a lot of confusion, and the Holder Justice Department then passed a memo, the Cole memo, as it's known, basically saying, look, if the states that have legalized this is causing confusion with the federal prosecutors, let's just not go ahead and prosecute unless it's an actual case of per se criminal activity, like with the cartels or gangs or whatever the case may be. However, you know, you can't just selectively decide what laws you want to prosecute, and that's why Attorney General Holder went ahead and reversed it.
You mean Attorney General Sessions did? Yes.
And that
was my gut reaction to this yesterday. Look, I kind of buy a lot of the arguments that the pro marijuana crowd has made, especially, you know, whether it's about addiction or about specifically getting this out of the hands of the cartels. The more you legitimize it, the more you can draw tax revenue from it, the more you can keep it in legitimate markets. It's better for that industry and better for the United States. That said, you may think that. But if you want it to change, it needs to change at the federal level, right? Meaning the law has to change.
Correct. This cannot be done simply through executive fiat or Supreme Court jurisprudence. If we want to amend or repeal, as they would probably like, the Controlled Substances Act, you know, it has to be done legislatively. Otherwise, you know, and this is the whole issue with the pen and the phone agenda of the Obama administration, is that we simply need something with more legal permanence, and that only exists with legislative change.
What about the idea of states' rights? You know, the state California, the citizens of California voted for this. This is what they want in their state. Where does that come into play here? I think that's something that the right is all about, states' rights.
That is correct, and I actually couldn't agree with that point more. Simply put, though, if we look at the decisions in Wickard and then in Raich, we have an amelioration of the 10th Amendment, an amelioration of states' rights going forward. Now, that's not to say that, you know, completely neuters the states' rights argument. The problem is that standing law has basically vested Congress with the authority to regulate this. And outside of any change in jurisprudence, say another case going before the Supreme Court and a decision going another way, or, you know, congressional change, you know, we're basically stuck with what we have. So the states' rights issue is important, but the attack on states' rights happened back in 1942 in Wickard and then 2005 in Raich.
We saw Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican, going hard on Jeff Sessions yesterday, including from the floor of the Senate, very upset about this, threatening to withhold various nominations within the Senate unless this is reversed. So there's a lot of consternation about this. But you look at a guy like Cory Gardner who wants to see this changed. Why wouldn't a guy like him just present legislation in the Senate?
You know, Vince, I ask the same thing myself. You know, it's easy to hold, especially in the Senate, it's easy to hold up confirmations, but you almost have to take it as a balancing act. Is it more important to make a show by what is essentially weakening the effectiveness of government by having it understaffed? Or is it smarter to actually go ahead and file that legislation? Now, we could be, you know, we don't see the icebergs beneath the surface that, you know, such an initiative won't actually get floor time. That may very well be the case. But the thing is, you at least have to attempt the legislative process before you can start, you know, this sort of tactic.
I mean, look, 29 states in the United States currently have illegal medical marijuana. 29 states. You would think that that's enough of a groundswell to be able to get a coalition of senators and representatives to actually back a legitimate piece of legislation. But I guess apparently the U.S. Congress doesn't have the stomach for something like that.
Completely. And the issue is more, it's not just doesn't have the stomach. I think it's more deference to kind of you know, atavistic law. You know, the actual legalization of marijuana as a policy matter is still an open debate, and I think there's correct points on both sides. But at the very least, I think we can all agree that basically regulating an entire industry now, but regulating it through budgetary games, such as not appropriating money for the enforcement
right.
of federal marijuana laws, or doing it through games with prosecutorial discretion, which is essentially what Holder did and Sessions reversed, you know, that's not the way we can actually get any sort of stability and understanding in our law. And I can understand for the U.S. attorneys, especially the ones in Colorado who had to make a statement yesterday. It's got to be confusing.
You mentioned prosecutorial discretion. Holder took prosecutorial discretion away from prosecutors. He said, don't pursue this. Sessions restored it and said, look, you can pursue this if it's within your discretion.
Exactly. And we see that a lot in a lot of the decisions that Attorney General Sessions has made, you know, with civil asset forfeiture, with mandatory minimums. You know, these are still open policy questions, but what he has done is essentially return the Department of Justice into enforcing the law as written. And I don't think anyone on the conservative side can be against that.
All right, Derek Cohen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Explain this to us. We'll see where it goes, because it seems like the horse is out of the barn and it ain't going back in. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how this is handled. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.